The COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted lives around the state of Wyoming. Maybe no one as much as international students attending the university. Wyoming Public Radio's Nina Rao talks to a couple of students who are trying to navigate life far away from home.
Ana Arroyo and Maria Reshkina were playing a tennis match in Denver when they found out that their whole athletic season came crashing to an end.
I mean, it was really shocking. Just like overnight, everything was canceled.
That's Ana. She's a senior studying microbiology at the University of Wyoming. She's from Spain. It wasn't the first time she's heard of the coronavirus, though. She knew how quick it was spreading because her family was under quarantine before it hit Wyoming. But she never expected the virus to affect her life so drastically. It was the same for Maria Reshkina. She's a sophomore at the university, and she is from Moscow, Russia.
It actually was kind of shocking for us because we did not expect that coming to Laramie.
Didn't expect quarantine, the end of the tennis season, and to have to finish their classes online. This was really hard for Maria.
Yeah, for me it was really emotional because basically without practice and the classes online, I just lost my purpose to being like in the United States.
All of their teammates are also international students. So when the University of Wyoming announced that all classes were going to move online, 4 out of 7 teammates flew back home almost immediately.
Our teammates, international students as well, they wanted to go home so bad. So as long as they announced that our classes were online, they just bought a ticket and left immediately right after that day.
At first, they thought they'd eventually play tennis again, but their season and scheduled matches were suspended tentatively. But they were told that they could still practice and they'll be back to playing competitively.
And after a couple of hours, they just announced, oh no, we canceled everything.
So they felt like they lost a sense of purpose as students and athletes. Tennis made up most of their daily lives at the university. And most of their schoolwork involved lab experiments because they both are science majors. To make things worse, Maria can't go home because her country's borders are closed and everything is under lockdown.
I haven't seen my family, I don't know, like 9 months from now on, and I really miss them, and it's really hard and tough.
Ana also cannot leave the U.S. She has to stay here because if she leaves, she can't return. No one from Europe is allowed to enter the United States due to the pandemic. And there's something else that makes all of this much harder. Ana is supposed to graduate this May.
And my parents were coming over to the States for my graduation, but they can't anymore. I mean, our flight was May 14th and it's not canceled yet, but I'm just guessing it will be because everything in April is canceled.
Having no immediate family support and friends from home, they rely a lot on each other as teammates.
We're trying to work out all together all the time at home as long as I have my teammates, like just a couple of them, but they're my support right now.
Even though it's all bleak right now, Ana and Maria are not giving up. Here's what Ana said.
We have hope, but we understand we have to be patient because every continent now has suffered this virus. So it's our turn now and we just have to be patient and do whatever we can. We have to stay safe and stay at home.
For Maria, her future holds uncertainty, but she knows that she'll be able to finish school. For Ana, she got a paid job in a graduate program. Even though they're strangers in a strange land, they know they'll make it through because they have each other. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Nina Rao.
Laramie residents Shaylin and Austin Woody left for a 5-day ride.